We have a great show, and we're going to begin first and foremost now with Mary Pittman. She has appeared on Good Morning America, America's Money Class, with Susie Orman, AARP, CNN Money. Mary believes that no one should have to pay a ransom to get their own money, but she says in some ways that's exactly what's happening, and she is the author of The Little Book of Missing Money, A Quick and Easy Guide to Finding Money That is Rightfully Yours. That's really the name. She's known as the Missing Money Lady, but that's the name of her book. So we're very pleased to have her. Mary, welcome to Home and Family Finance. Nice to have you on the show.
I'm so excited to be with you, Paul.
Well, listen, everybody listening is excited when you're talking about, hey, there's money out there that could be yours that you either don't know anything about or you don't know how to get it. So what are we talking about here? What kind of money are we talking about here?
Well, first of all, everybody who's listening is thinking, I don't have anything out there. And there's over $41.7 billion just being held by the states. And that's actually an old number. That's from 4 years ago.
How much?
So it has to belong to $41.7 billion with a B dollars being held by the states.
Wow. And this money belongs to someone in the public, somebody out there.
Yes. So it is worth their look. And what we're talking about is forgotten savings accounts, maybe a check that you never cashed, utility deposit refunds, safe deposit box contents. States will hold on to that for a while, but eventually this stuff goes to auction, and then the money that they get from that is held for the person when they eventually claim it. Life insurance policies, stocks tend to be the high dollar amounts, and the largest single listing returned to an individual in the United States, one listing for one person, was $32.8 million from more than 1.25 million shares of stock.
Wow. Gee whiz. And how is it that somebody doesn't know that they have that kind of money, Mary? That just doesn't seem possible that you could be owed that kind of money by someone, by a state, by anything, and that you didn't know it.
Well, see, that's my goal, is to be missing $32.8 million and be going, I seem a little short.
Yeah, I'd say so. I'd say you probably could notice that, but obviously that kind of money, that sum of money is not the normal. What are we talking about in the normal amount of money that if there's an average, what would that be?
It's hard to say. The average for life insurance claims is about $3,000, but it can be anything from $50 to $100 to $10,000. There is really quite a range.
And this money that is owed to people, the states, by the states or whomever, they can't just simply revert that into their own coffers and go away. They have to report, I guess, in some form or fashion, or try to find the owners.
Yes, well, that's the problem. The states are borrowing from that fund, so there's really kind of a disincentive to actively search for people really, really hard. In fact, Minnesota does not search for people at all, neither does New York. New York has $13 billion. And some of the states, like Arizona, puts money from the Unclaimed Property Fund into their housing fund. Nevada puts it into their millennial scholarships. Louisiana uses it for road construction. Oklahoma is thinking of taking $40 million from it to complete an Indian museum.
Wow. How does the state make sure that these unclaimed funds are publicized?
Not everybody publicizes them. That's why I'm here. I actually started National Find Your Missing Money Day when I went to the National Association of Unclaimed Property Administrators with the idea of, you guys need a national day. You need a day where you can get just a nationwide blitz of publicity, because if people knew there was this much money, it wouldn't be there. They'd be claiming it. And I was told when they get a big bump in publicity, the states get really inundated with claims. Mm-hmm. And basically, they had no interest in it. So I did it myself. And I figured the day after your taxes were due was a good day for National Find Your Missing Money Day.
Okay, so April 16th of this month, which is past a little bit, is the actual date that was National Missing Money Day. When we come back, we're going to find out how difficult it is for you to get your money, or to find out whether you even have any money. My guest is Mary Pittman, known as the Missing Money Lady. Her book is The Little Book of Missing Money. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us. My guest, Mary Pittman, known as the Missing Money Lady, she says there's some $40 billion nationwide out there that is money that is owed to you in whatever portions it may be. But let me start out by asking a question first and foremost, Mary. Did you have any missing money, and did you find it?
I did, and actually, that's a funny story. I went to one of my friends told me about it, and I kind of rolled my eyes, and I thought, oh, my God, you are so gullible. I'm going to go check it out. I'm going to show you where the scam is, and very much in a place of ego because I felt I was smarter than she was. Well, I entered my maiden name and found two listings for my father, who died in 2001, indigent. And I thought, well, there you go. That shows you what a scam it is. Why would they put somebody in there who was indigent? And then I thought, how would they know? And then I looked at the scope of it, and I thought, oh, my God, maybe I have money. Well, I did, and it is a little bit more involved when there's a death. For example, I had to include a certified copy of my father's death certificate, a certified copy of my birth certificate, a copy of my driver's license, and they didn't ask for it, but I knew I needed to send it. They would have used it as an excuse to delay it otherwise. I included a copy of my marriage license to show my name change, and about 5 weeks later, I had a check in my hand for over $2,500.
Wow.
I became a believer.
I bet you did. So what about people out there that want to know? What do they have to do here? Help us. Let's get this down to here's what you need to do to get money or to find out if you have any money available or owed to you.
It's so easy. They need to go to unclaimed.org. That is the official site of the National Association of Unclaimed Property Administrators. You'll search state by state. Now, there is another one that people may have heard of, missingmoney.com. I don't recommend that people go there because not all states participate. And even among states that participate, you may get better results by going to the state site. So I send everybody to unclaimed.org, and don't put anything in except those two words, because if you put anything else in, it'll take you to a site where they want to charge you. And you should never pay for an online search, never pay to get your money.
Okay, let me give my audience here so you hear it. www.unclaimed.org. That's all, folks. That's what you put in.
That's it.
You put that in there. And once you go there, does it give you prompts as what to do next?
You click on whatever state you lived in, and it will take you to the proper state agency. A lot of people think, well, I'll just check the state treasurer's office, but that's not always who handles it. For example, in Minnesota, it's the Department of Commerce. In New York, it's the state comptroller. In Oregon, it's the Department of Lands.
Wow.
So if you go to unclaimed.org and click on the state, it will take you to the proper place. In addition, there's a bonus there that most everybody overlooks. There's an orange tab at the top that says Other Sources for Unclaimed Property. Click on that, and it will take you to federal sites such as the IRS, the FDIC, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. There are, $280 million in forgotten pensions, and some of those are from bankrupt companies. Who would think to look for that? There's one listing alone for $700,000. And if you are the heir, it's likely that you'll be able to claim that.
Let's say I am the heir. How difficult is it going to be for me to get that money once I've gotten to the point where I see my name there? And I guess I want to be saying, is it easy for me to go through the process, or do they make me jump hoops?
Well, like I said, it's a little bit more involved when there's a death. My father died indigent, so I didn't have to go through probate.
Right.
And it was a relatively small amount, $700,000. You may have to go through probate, but I think it's worth your time and effort to do that.
Yeah, I think it is, too. And the question is why aren't more people doing it? When we come back, we're going to talk about that. My guest is Mary Pittman, folks. She is the author of the little book of missing money, a quick and easy guide to finding money that is rightfully yours. I mean, I don't know what more of an incentive you would need to follow up on terms of this interview. When we come back, we'll talk about how you can prevent having money out there and maybe some stories about one or two cases. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. My guest is saying there may be money for you to save if you can save it by getting to it. And that's Mary Pittman, who is known as the Missing Money Lady. Her book, The Little Book of Missing Money, A Quick and Easy Guide to Finding Money That Is Rightfully Yours. It's now in its third edition, so we do care. And you are reading, and more of you may want to grab the book at your favorite bookstore to see what you can do. And if you can get your money back without paying a ransom for it. And to that degree, Mayor, I think it's fascinating. You would think that with that kind of money out there, that the websites would be crashing from being overloaded. Why do people simply not know about this, or do they not believe it?
It's a combination of both, because first of all, if people knew, they would look themselves up. The other problem is, like they had mentioned, if they go to missingmoney.com and they live in one of the states that don't participate on it, they won't find their listing. In addition, you get better results when you go to the individual states, and that's why I send people to unclaimed.org to search state by state.
If they're not listed, then what is your option? Or would you say just go to the state itself? Is that what you do if they don't participate in the federal campaign or in the unclaimed.org campaign?
No, unclaimed.org is the one that will take you to state by state.
Okay.
And that's the way you should search.
Okay, got it.
Money.com says that you can search nationwide, but not all states participate. And rather than get into that, I just send people to unclaimed.org. It may take you a little more time if you lived in a dozen states, especially among the military.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get better results, then it's worth it.
Okay.
It takes a couple minutes to search.
And by the way, folks, if you want more information, you can go to www.thelittlebookofmissingmoney.com. Again, thelittlebookofmissingmoney.com, spelled like it sounds. Let's talk about what people are going
to
do.
When people go to my website, they can also get a free copy of the first chapter, Finder's Fees to Pay or Not to Pay, because I want everybody to have that information and avoid paying a ransom to get their own money.
Aha. Okay. So you get that as well, and you can do this. What Mary is simply saying is you don't have to pay somebody a lot of money to get money that's already yours. You just have to follow through. What can people do to prevent this?
That's such a great question. I'm glad you have the wisdom to ask that, because it does no good to put money back in your pocket if you don't plug the hole in your back pocket that you're losing it through. Simple things are have some type of customer-initiated contact on your money accounts at least once a year. Your savings account, your investments. If you don't have customer-initiated activity and your account earning interest does not qualify, then your account is subject to getting turned over to the state. So that's the number one thing. For utility deposits, if you've been current on your payments, ask to have your deposit refunded, preferably in the form of a credit on your bill. That way you don't have to worry about the check getting lost.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is very important. If you have a life insurance policy or any type of retirement policy, please update your beneficiary information and their contact information. In some cases, the person may have already died. It may be an ex-spouse or somebody else that you don't want to get your money. The designated beneficiary always trumps the will.
Wow.
And please, if nothing else, please do that.
Yes.
Other tips are open your mail. You may think that what you're getting is an advertisement. It may actually be a check, or it may be a notice that, hey, we haven't heard from you, and if you don't get in contact with us, we're going to turn your money over to the state.
Mary, I got to run. Thank you so much. Come back and see me again soon, would you please?
Thank you.
You bet. We'll be right back with more. Stay right where you are, folks.